prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we will be doing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. And we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson. This is almost reminiscent of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, for those of you who remember that show and miss it. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Russell D'Souza to talk about a recent study that shows that trans fats, but not saturated fats, are linked to greater risk of death and heart disease. The mainstream still doesn't get this. Your doctors are still telling you to stay away from saturated fats, and they're wrong. One thing I want to mention, if you have not tried the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world, if you go to superhumanradio.com on the homepage, bottom right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a picture of Dr. Jeff Galini, and it says, Ask the Scientist. And that's a form where you can ask Jeff questions. Well, ask him for a free sample of Crealkaline and try the single best creatine monohydrate supplement in the world for free. And be sure when you ask him for the free sample to include your mailing address, or guess what? It won't arrive.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach Rob, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Love that music every time I hear it.
Does it get you jacked, make you want to go to the gym and lift weights?
Yeah. Who did that for you?
Wade's laughing. Elliot, my production guy. Elliot.
Oh,
Elliot Turton.
Very nice.
Elliot Turton used to work for Howard Stern.
It really?
Yeah. So in L.A. So, I mean, he knows his stuff. He's very good. Anyway, and you heard that chuckle in the background. That could be none other than the master of the Ogre compound himself, Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Wade?
I'm good. I'm glad to be with you guys. This is like old times.
I know. Roundtable discussion. People keep asking why we don't do that show anymore. Why don't we do that show anymore?
I honestly don't know. I'm not sure. I think we just, everybody got so busy, and then we started doing some different things, and, you know, it's probably something we should talk about at some point where, you know, maybe we don't do it as frequently as we did, but, you know, keep it in touch, because I think people really liked it. Rob and I are, as much as we are the same, you know, we come from different areas, and, you know, it was always a good blend. There was always things that I thought Rob and I learned from each other, you know, things that I applied and things. I mean, we even posted videos from my gym of things that he suggested, you know, and different supplement things that he suggested. So I think it was one of those things where, you know, strength is kind of where you find it, you know, and when you find people, you know, someone like Coach Rob that is a wealth of you know, just knowledge across the board, not just strength, but supplements and just smart training. You know, I encourage everyone, even if you're not, you know, like me, a power lifter, you know, that is competitive or an Olympic lifter, there's lots to learn, you know, so you go out and you buy a book from a guy like Rob, you know, and follow these things, because there's just so much to learn and so much that can be applied regardless of whatever the strength endeavor is that you have.
And Coach Rob, we really don't have any listener questions to answer this week. We're just kind of freestyling, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, first and foremost, thank you, Wade. I appreciate the props there. I think back to our first episode and just how Wade, you in particular, welcomed me with open arms. And then it was off to the races. I still get guys asking me about that show today and telling me, frankly, how much it benefited them, because Wade obviously brings a lot of powerlifting knowledge and history to the table and a whole lot of other stuff. And I started to bring the body weight work and the supplements. And it was just a nice mix that listeners benefited from.
So let's open today's freestyle discussion up to something I posted on Facebook. And I want to get each of your opinions on whether or not you agree, disagree, and if you agree or disagree, why. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay, so I posted an old quote of mine where I said during a show, the fact that you don't want to do it means you need to do it. Attack what you fear, embrace what repels you. It means you're getting closer to your goal. Do you think this is a truism, or you think it's conditionally true in some cases but not others? Go, Coach Wade, you try first.
Well, I think it's how you apply it. A lot of times we're fearful, like for me, for instance, fearful of a certain number, or there's a certain kind of work that you're going to have to do, you know, to make the goal. You know, in my history, I've set some pretty lofty goals, and so I think yes, in most cases, not in all, but in most cases, you do. You got to face the fear. You got to attack the fear. Let me tell you a quick story, and I'll do this as quick as I can. John Grove, who was the owner of North Georgia Barbell, Steve Goggins, a lot of the old WPO lifters, Carol Bahigian and Smith trained there. He sent me a note when I first broke 900 pounds. And it was one of the great emails that I've ever received from another lifter. And I have a great deal of respect for John, you know, being in the first WPO meets and lifting some, at the time, just ridiculously huge weights and inviting me to his gym, you know, to be able to train. And, you know, you got to understand, when you have WPO lifters and then someone, you know, that, you know, an all-time historical lifter like Steve Goggins, you know, and you're in there lifting with these people, I was pretty dumbstruck, you know, and I'm a pretty big, strong guy myself, but it was a pretty amazing experience. But the gist of the email was, is he told me, he goes, the biggest difference between an 800-pound squatter and a 900-pound squatter, the majority of the time in his experience, was simply fear. Most of the guys that were squatting in the mid-800s were more than strong enough to break into the nines. You know, and at that time, a 1,000-pound squat, you know, just wasn't that commonplace. You know, and I've used that example many, many times and added to it that, you know, the biggest difference between, you know, 800 and 900 is, I agreed, was fear. The biggest difference from 900 to 1,000 was overcoming the fear and then your tolerance for pain.
Right.
You know, because one, you know, there's a point for me when I went over 1,000 that one weight felt like another. It was just, you know, it was not about feeling the weight, it was about executing the form. So I hopefully that story illustrates, you know, and kind of brings your point home. You know, there are things that we do in training to become, you know, athletes or in your case. I mean, look at the injury that you've had. We've had that, you know, we were talking about that over the weekend, you know, when I was telling you that at 5 a.m. cardio sure does suck, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know,
how did you know I would respond at that time in the morning? That's the crazy.
Well, you're like me, you know, that's when you can get that kind of stuff in,
yeah.
You know, and you got a busy lifestyle like I do, so it's like, well, I got to get my big fanny out of bed and get down in the gym and get this done. You know, and I'm in the middle of a weight cut, so, you know, I've got to get it done. And, you know, but, you know, when you have such a serious injury, and then you got to go in every day and face that and go, you know, I'm not done. I'm not done doing this. I have to get it done. I have to continue to find a way to push myself. I mean, that's every time you walk into the gym and use those legs, you know, you're facing that fear. So don't let me dominate here. That's my story.
No. I agree with you. And in fact, you know, the fact that I've been afraid to, I was afraid to deadlift again made me say, I need to deadlift no matter what it is. I don't care if it's 135. I need to start deadlifting again. And the deadlift was, that was my obstacle to overcome in lifting, because I liked lifting, but the deadlift was the most uncomfortable, unnatural feeling movement for me. And I remember Jeff Rui, you remember, you know, Jeff said, look, man, just sit back, let the bar ride against your shins. And I said, dude, look at my shins, I'm skinning them. He goes, yeah, but you're doing it right. That means you're doing it right. And so I thought, okay, if I've got to learn how to do this, and I hated doing it, it ended up being my best lift. And that's what happens in life. The things that you're most afraid to do, turns out you're really good at them once you give up the fear.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's one of those things where, you know, you have to dig in deep on the things that you're uncomfortable with to become adept or, you know, or even good at it. And a lot of times that makes you do it better than something you're comfortable with, if that makes sense. It's like you see guys in the gym, everybody knows how to bench press, you know, but a lot of people won't squat or, you know, like you said, you know, the difficulty, you know, of the deadlift or doing the overhead lifts.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of very accomplished power lifters that come up to me at meets, you know, because they know the past few years I've become competitive in Olympic lifting or weightlifting. You know, they're like, WTF, dude, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's one of those things where I was terrible at the snatch and not comfortable, you know, with doing it and trying to drop into the hole and those types of things. And, you know, and facing that and really breaking it down and doing some stuff that the Olympic coach that I have, you know, that I was like, I looked at him like, you know, you're out of your mind. And, you know, but it's made me a better lifter. And I think I've actually become much more proficient at the snatch, even though the weight would say otherwise. You know, my snatch technically is a better lift than my clean and jerk currently.
What about you, Rob? What do you think about this statement? The fact that you don't want to do it means you need to do it. Attack what you fear, embrace what repels you. It means you're getting closer to your goal. You think it's conditionally?
It's 100% true. Unfortunately, not a lot of people will embrace it for some of the reasons that you guys already discussed. I think it was Louis Simmons that said it, find what's weak and make it strong. In fact, if you study the West Side system, they are all about that principle. They're constantly changing assistance and supplemental exercises to find the weak area and strengthen it. Now, something else Wade said really rang true for me. You know, the gym I'm in now, there's probably a half a dozen guys that are bigger and stronger than me. And I can understand why that might instill a little fear in guys or trepidation. But I say you really need to embrace those people and bring them into your training circle. Because what you can learn from them and the inspiration that you can derive from them is huge. You know, it takes, let's say you get to know them and you're working through, I don't know, one of your work sets, and one of them throws a good word in. It's like, hey, strong work, Rob. What do you think that does for me? So you need to embrace those people, bring them into your inner circle, and learn. Because you can never stop learning in this game. Finally, Wade's point about tackling injuries. Boy, since we've last talked, it's been all injuries. First, I came down with a bad case of elbow tendonitis. I took about a year to finally figure out how to fix that, and today it's largely resolved. Lately, it's been ligaments in my knee. I blew those out, severely bruised them anyway. Let's call it two and a half months ago. But the point is, you attack those things, some of which you have to, some of which are exercises or numbers that you've been avoiding because of fear. You really do need to attack them. It is 100% true.
What I think I'm going to do is go ahead and take a break now, just about 45 seconds early. And when we come back, we'll follow this line of discussion. I've got other questions for the group. You're listening to a modified version of the Blueprint Power Hour, reminiscent of the old roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Coach Rob Regish as my co-hosts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me.
Welcome back. We're talking today with my two co-hosts, Coach Rob Regish. And of course, his website is CoachRobRegish.com. Anything new going on at CoachRobRegish.com before we plug Coach Wade's website?
Yeah, we've just launched a new Muscle U or Muscle University podcast, all new topics, and there's still the offer for the free Ricochet Rabbit Fat Loss Report. So go over there and grab a free copy of that, listen to the podcast, and get ready for September. Because it's going to be a big month we only do this once a year. And that's all I can say about it for now. But September is going to be a big month at CoachRobRegish.com.
How about you, Coach Wade, your website?
I'm using Facebook and then the weightliftingdiscussion.com. And easily you can find me at SuperSquat800@yahoo.com and TeamOgre@outlook.com. The online community that I'm coaching continues to grow. And we've had some great results. The last 5 or 6 weeks have been extremely busy, and if we have time, we can get into that. And it's been both Olympic lifting, Olympic weightlifting, and powerlifting, and even some strongman. So I've kind of immersed myself in all three sports, and it's exciting for me. You know, I turned 50 this month, and you know, to be able to still be doing these things and be viable and have a voice in the sport, not only as an athlete, but as a coach, and vice versa for that matter. I mean, is a big deal for me personally and a huge blessing. So it's getting very, very busy. I'm really excited about that and, you know, looking to make things grow. I've upgraded, a computer system, where I have both, I don't know what the right terminology is. I have a Surface Pro 3 workstation, multiple screens, and I also have an iPad, so I make sure I'm covered with Android and whatever the other one is, the Mac technology. So I'm learning to use different programs like Coach's Eye that have been very, very helpful. And we're looking at doing some FaceTime sessions where I can pull someone up, you know, especially if they're having a problem, and just stay with them. You know, that should be happening hopefully in the next couple of weeks, where we can kind of get a review on how that works. When I can't be with someone, you know, I have a client that's in Houston, and she wants to be the first one to do that, and you know, see if we can make some of that happen. We recently, Melissa and I, did our first seminar where it basically covers my training with some lifters in Princeton, Kentucky, and that was very successful. So we're starting to finally, you know, develop, I'm not sure what the right word, the curriculum, so to speak,
right,
on how to cover the training, you know, in about a three-hour period. It's tough to get it in any less than 3 hours, but I mean, you know, I don't want to keep people, you know, once you get past the three-hour period, people are done. And, you know, so we're making it very affordable, and we will eventually have a platform where we can send that out to gyms that potentially want to host that type of event. So we're really excited. The Olympic Gym, Nashville Weightlifting Club is growing, and Coach Osmond Manzanares, is doing a great job with that. And, he's been having me assist him some, we've had some meets within the state, and then we were recently, as a matter of fact, last week we were at the IWF World Masters World Cup. So basically, it's an old people international meet.
Old people, yeah. But now you competed, right?
Both Melissa and I competed, in four others from the Olympic gym.
How did you do?
I don't want to diminish anything. Like I said, I'm very blessed that at this, you know, this point in my life, that to try to do another sport and to even be competitive is what I would consider a considerable blessing. There was four people, two of the guys scratched. I don't know why. The guy that I competed against and was lucky enough to beat at Nationals, scratched at the last minute, and the guy that won the Arnold, earlier in the year, Masters Weightlifting, scratched. And so there was a gentleman, I remember his first name, Roman, from Austria, who had a bigger qualifying total than I did. And, it was just, you know, it was my day. And, so I was able to pull off gold in my weight class and age bracket. So,
I want to clear up the rumors that Coach Wade hired Jeff Gillooly, who was Tanya Harding's boyfriend at the time when they whacked Nancy Kerrigan's shins. That's not why those two guys scratched. I just want to make sure that rumor stops now. Okay. who the hell even remembers Jeff Gillooly but me? What the hell was that about?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because we had another guy that was lifting in a younger age bracket, if you will, in a lighter weight class. And in his weight class was the current world champion, Masters world champion, and the current American record holder in his bracket. So, and he said, you know, I need to get Jeff Galoo in to do a Tonya Harding on these guys so I have a chance to make the platform. So it's kind of interesting that you made that reference. But anyway, I was able, you know, to secure gold and to, you know, have a year like I've had in the midst of, you know, having the injuries that I have, and then earlier in the year having the cellulitis like 2 weeks out from Nationals, to be able to have a gold at Nationals, a silver at Pan Ams, and a gold at Masters World Cup was way beyond anything. I was just hoping to qualify. Maybe I could make a platform or two. You know, to have had a year like this was certainly way more than I expected.
Very cool. Very cool. Did you follow his progress, Coach Rob?
I did. I saw some of the videos. And what struck me, and I posted this on Facebook, was, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to remember Wade for his 1,000-plus body weight squat, lifetime drug-free. But what I'll remember is the way he's given back to young men, older men, young women, older women, powerlifting certainly, and now Olympic lifting. So, you know, take a look at the way the man lives his life. He's giving back.
Now, what was your top squat again that Rob was just referring to? Was it 1,080? What was it? What was it again?
No, it was 1040.
1040.
I did that, and you know, that was, I knew, and make this short, that day I knew that I had to get the squat and the bench goal. I had the previous meet had gotten my deadlift goal, lifetime goal. And I knew that day I had to total 2,400 because I was 46, I think. I could feel that things were breaking down, and the fact that I was, you know, as big as a house. And so it was time to make that happen and, you know, and start doing some different things. So yeah, it was 1,040. So, I mean, it was a big day for me to open at 960, you know, and then be successful with 1,000. And everybody was trying to talk me into 1050 to 1100, which, I'll be honest, scared the crap out of me.
And that goes full circle to that whole fear thing, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. There's no question. I knew training at that meet. I knew that the year prior when I squatted 970 that I had the 1,000 in me, and that I was probably in better shape at that meet physically. You know, it just did not, you know, come together, you know, in the meet before where I was very close to a 2,300 pound total. You know, it's just one of those things where everything has to come together. And even though I went, 7 for 9, you know, it was just one of those days where, you know, after you train so long and so hard for so many years, you know, I was well prepared. We had a game plan. We stuck with it, and it went my way. And that's kind of how the Olympic lifting, the weightlifting, has gone this year. You know, I've just lifted within myself, and you know, not get too caught up in what the other guys are doing, and you know, and it's just turned out my way. You know, the next meet it could be different, and the next season it could be entirely different. The thing that I've learned, that especially, and not 40-year-old masters. You know, let me tell you something. At 40, I was hitting my stride in the strength world.
Right, right.
At 50, you know, I read an old interview with Paul Wren, and anybody that has been in the sport for a little while, and if you're young in the sport, you need to look up anything you can find on Paul Wren, who lives in Clarksville, Tennessee, who is a wonderful, genuinely sweet man. But let me tell you something. The guy, especially in his day, was just a monster lifter. But he even said, you know, because it seems like at 40, although that's been changing over the past 20 years, once you hit 40, you know, it's kind of the downward trend. And he said he saw no strength fall off until he turned 50. And what I'm finding out is that it's been the last couple of years, probably, you know, as I turned 48, that, you know, I was lucky enough to diet down and hit an elite total at 308. But the wear and tear, you know, and you're just aging. I mean, you're not going to outrun Father Time. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Let's do this. I want to take a break. I want to come back and talk about fear. Because that just entered back into the discussion. As you get older, you do become afraid of hurting yourself. So let's talk about when is fear important to protect the body and when is fear a hindrance and how to how everybody at this group here deals with it. Let's do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Today, Coach Wade Johnson joins Coach Rob Regish and I. Rob, I'm going to start with you. Fear obviously plays a large role in making and breaking new PRs. And I have my own stories to tell later, but what do you do with it? Do you use it? Do you try to work around it? Do you harness it? Do you ignore it? What do you do?
Well, I think it's important to realize that fear is natural. It's a natural reaction. I've never, though, feared achieving a new PR. That whole concept is foreign to me. Where fear is not foreign to me is injuries. And working back to not only where you were, but then getting past that. I think you need to distinguish, though, between fear of injury and then fear of progress. Fear of injury is simply something that's going to snap. You know, as an example, every time I do my one arm push-ups, I'm afraid that tendon's going to snap. Ditto for every time I do one-legged squats on my right leg. You have to get past that. You have to get past the negativity associated with that. And I think the way you do that is you focus on the upside. And the upside is this. Not only are you going to train yourself back to where you were, you're going to break new ground with it. So I think it's a question of mindset. I think you need to redirect any negative thoughts to, hey, we're not just getting back to baseline here. We're going to set a new benchmark and take it from there.
What about you, Coach Wade? Oh, I'm sorry, Coach Wade. Wade, I'm sorry. I had your mic killed. What about you?
I think I agree. I think it's one of those things where I'll give you a classic example with me is after I had, you know, been a super heavyweight and had squatting a big weight, I was training and dieting down to the 308s, and I was training with 880. I was scheduled for two singles. The goal at that point was hopefully I would squat 900 pounds at a meet. And I'd had, the knee injury I had about 4 weeks prior. It was an old knee injury, but about 4 weeks prior to the meet that I squatted 1040, I re-injured it. I had strained it, but it all was well. But during the competition, I could feel after the squats that the knees were very fatigued to the point that I braced my knees during bench press. And then during the deadlift, on my second deadlift to secure the 2400, I hyperextended the right knee as the weight was going to lock out and had to put the weight down. And fortunately, you know, was able to come back and finish it on a third. But it was weeks and weeks before I could front squat again after that meet. And then, you know, I started building my strength back up and felt like 900 was a very realistic goal. And we were training with 880. I hit the first rep and then hit the second rep. And when we brought the monolift rack back in, I only had three people there with me. The rack hit the bar. You know, the bar at that weight will kind of teeter, it bends, and will whip a little bit at the top. And it literally took me back. You know, my toes raised up. I was telling the guys, I don't have it. And there's only so much you can say so loud when there's 880 pounds on your back. And there was a point where I could basically feel everything from my heel up through my Achilles heel, calf, hamstring, to the glutes were at the point where I thought everything was going to explode, and I just went down. And from that point, for a long time, it hurt. It really hurt. And at that point, my knee had really come a long way. And at first, when I got up from, you know, being shot out of the front of the monolift into the Olympic plates that I have, you know, I was like, well, I'm a little sore on my left side, but I feel pretty good, and my knee feels good. You know, and then it was the next day into the next week that I realized all was not well, and I had re-injured the knee. And so it was one of those things that when I was preparing for the meet that I did early last year, when I dieted down to 308, was, you know, was I had to face it. You know, now I didn't have near the amount of weight on my back, but I knew what I had to have overcoming that injury. And, you know, having 800 plus pounds on your back again after taking a spill with 880, it was just one of those things where it's like you have to surround yourself with people, you know, that are smart, that are positive, you know. And thankfully my son was with me when I prepared for that meet. But like I think you said, my fear fueled me. It's like I have to make sure that everything is right. I've got people around me that can keep me safe and secure if something does go wrong, you know, and I got to believe that all the training and all the conditioning that I continue to do is going to keep me well, you know. Otherwise, you know, why would you ever step under, you know, 500 pounds, let alone 8, 9, and, you know, 1,000 pounds?
I mean, obviously, fear plays a huge role in the execution of strength. We know about this when we look at, you know, everybody knows that proverbial story where the kid gets caught under the car and the mom yanks the car off the child. So that tells us we have the ability to do that. But our body is a network of feedback loops that is governing every muscle so that it doesn't do damage to itself. And that starts in the brain. I remember watching a documentary years ago where they had a guy on a leg extension machine, and they had him do a single leg extension to failure, complete failure. And then they let him rest for 10 seconds, and then they had him do it again until he failed, and he only got like two more reps out after 10 seconds. They had him come back the next day or a couple days later. They gave him plenty of time to recover. Same leg extension machine, same resistance, but this time he did the 10 reps to failure. But now when he took his 10-second rest, they put this magnetic device. It looked like a halo over his head. And this thing pulsed some sort of EMF. And they said, okay, do your second set now. He did 25 reps the second time. And that's when it became explicitly clear to me that fatigue and strength start in the brain, and the body just becomes subjected to that. Now, the two of you can't chime in on this, but I can. Trenbolone is a very powerful anabolic steroid that has very powerful neuroactivity. And anyone who's ever done trenbolone knows that. And that's why you can't do trenbolone unless you've been training for a long time and you have the upgraded skeletal system and soft tissue, because you shear a muscle right off the bone if you're not careful. And I remember feeling terribly sick on trenbolone, but going into the gym and pulling 550, 575, and 600 when I couldn't do that without the tren. So what I'm saying is, the old adage about your brain, oh, you only use 10% of it. Well, the truth is, of your strength, it's probably about the same thing if it's true of the brain, because strength starts in the brain. And when you do something to hijack that process, disrupt that process, whether it's a very powerful neurosteroid or this magnetic device, which to this day I have not been able to find out what it is, and it's probably better off because this would make a lot of people hurt themselves. It's clear to me that the body is so much more, so much stronger than we think. But what holds us back is this governing system that is encompassed by this word fear. It really is. It's amazing to me.
I agree with that. And I'll tell you what, that's one of the things where I think, and kind of plug Rob and I here and other coaches, this is where having a coach becomes an imperative thing. Because a lot of times the fear of just missing the weight of failure can be paralyzing. And I've seen that over and over in my gym. And one of the things that I really tried to be preemptive with is go, no matter what, the chips fall where they may, I don't want you to think about the weight. I want you to think about executing your form. Don't do it any different than a weight that you're confident with. Because I've seen people, you know, bench 135 and just destroy it, and then you put 20 pounds on there, and it's, you know, they're stapled to the bench. And a lot of times what that is the fear, you know, affects them to such a degree that they change the execution of their form and their technique. And so I always try to reinforce that even if you miss, you got to understand, if you give me your best effort, if it's 100% effort and you miss, then that just means, and your technique was sound, then that just means we're not strong enough yet. If your technique is good, we'll train to get stronger. You know, and so they learn to overcome the fear of the weight. And then once you have felt the weight, those kind of goes along with what you were talking about with the guy with the leg extensions. It's one of those things that once you feel a weight, once, even if you fail, when you come back to it, if you're positive, if you really have the right mindset, like Rob was talking about, then you will adapt and you will eventually overcome that weight. And I think that goes along with, you know, talking about this. It's like when we saw the first 500-pound clean and jerk. You know, up until that point, they thought it was never possible, you know. And now I think the standard opening weight for, like an A session at the Olympics for a super heavyweight is 250 kilos. So that's 551 pounds, and that's what the guys are opening with at a minimum. You know, so imagine, you know, the mindset and what people have to overcome, you know, to go from doing something that 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we thought was not only improbable but impossible, to now that 50 pounds more is the standard.
I want to take a break, and I want to bring another angle on this into the discussion. I want to have Rob chime in on this too. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active and need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the
Welcome to back to the Blueprint Power Hour. This is kind of a throwback to the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy that we used to do with Coach Wade Johnson and Coach Rob Regish and I. So, have you ever had this phenomenon occur to you? And I'll ask Rob this first.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. I'm going to pose a question. Hold on a second. You'd been training with a specific weight looking to go up, and when you're out of the gym, you start to realize, you know, I think it's time. I think I can do this. I think I'm ready to go up in this weight. And that precedes you actually going into the gym and moving that weight that you couldn't move before. It happens outside the gym. You recognize it. It could be while you're sitting, while you're reading, or you start thinking about your workout, and you think, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and do this tomorrow. Do you ever have that?
Sure, that happens all the time for me. You know, I think that's a inner voice that you need to be listening to. And if you've been doing this for any length of time, you should be in tune with that. Now, in my case, I've been doing it for, you know, 25, 30 years, so I know when I'm ready, both physically but also psychologically, to take that leap. When the whole topic of fear came up, though, I'll tell you, I had a flashback to my very first meet. It was in Barrie, Vermont. It was run by Scott Taylor. I don't know if he's still around.
He is.
Good. What a guy. But I had nailed all 3 squats. I hit my what I wanted to, which was 525. I then went to the bench press. I opened with 300, missed it. You can only go up, right? You can't go down. Second attempt, 310, missed it. So it was do or die, do or die. 320 was my goal. I got under the bar, and I don't even remember the lift. I must have been so in the zone, but I made it. So there's an instance where fear worked to my advantage because it was do or die. But yes, that inner voice is something you need to be listening for when you're ready. And that goes not just physically. A lot of guys feel physically ready, well-rested, etc. but psychologically you need to be in a good place.
It is. It's almost like you realize, wow, you know, I think I can do this tomorrow. Do you have that coach where, Coach Wade, where the actual PR starts to happen outside the gym before you get into the gym? Like, even if you were planning on doing something, let's say you're thinking, oh, I'm going to shoot for this squat. I'm going to shoot for this bench press. That's my goal. But sometime outside the gym, you realize, I feel like I can move that weight now. And it happens outside the gym, not necessarily when you get into the gym.
Well, the thing for me, and I do agree, is I've always been a big advocate of visualization. And I've told you before, early on when we started doing these shows, that especially when I was my most competitive, each night, you know, I would visualize, you know, what does the weight look like? I knew what bar was going to be used at the meet for whatever lift, how, you know, the load would look different in the gym versus the meet because we'd have the collars on the bar. And so I would think I need this weight on the bar to achieve my goal. And I would see myself over and over and over hitting the lift long before, you know, that I ever attempted the weight either in the gym or in a meet. You know, so there's a lot to be said, you know, and from mindset, it's been the same. I've had to go through the process, believe it or not. Like when I first started powerlifting and I knew I was strong, the initial, you know, initial training when I first started, was very frustrating because I wasn't getting the results that I thought I should get. I went through the very same thing, at the beginning of this year, the first 3 or 4 months of the year with the weightlifting training. You know, because I'm like, I know I'm so much stronger than this. Why aren't my results, showing for it? And I would get very frustrated, and that negative mindset would bleed through to the lifting that was coming up. So it was one of those things where I had to relearn the lesson, even at this point in my life, even with the experience that I have, and go, all right, you're gonna have to do what you preach, you know, and be the tortoise and take small steps. But then I'd start visualizing. I knew based on the color of the plates what the load is going to be, and seeing myself, you know, doing the lift over and over again, or making simple adjustments in my head that if I do these things that mechanically I should be, you know, the lift should be better, you know, technique-wise. So I think it's one of those things that it's a very, very big thing, and I think visualization should be part of everyone's training.
Let's go ahead and just plug websites real quick because we've come to the end of this particular interview. Coach Wade, people can reach you how?
You can find me on Facebook, and you can find me at weightliftingdiscussion.com. There is a forum. And you can reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com, which is an old email, or you can reach me at teamogre@outlook.com.
And Coach Rob, you have something going out over at CoachRobRegish.com. Again, you have the release of a new Muscle University podcast, right?
Correct. And the special fat loss report, free fat loss report, is still up and will be probably through the end of this month. And then the September super special hits.
Okay. And then we'll see everybody with a normal Blueprint Power Hour next week, I take it?
You got it. Wade, I just want to say it was great to hear your voice, old friend.
Well, we got to do this more often. I appreciate the invite. And, you know, hopefully we can start doing this. Maybe we can do it monthly or something like that. But it's always great to be with you guys.
We need questions from the listeners. Send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll do periodic roundtable discussions on strength and hypertrophy. It's real simple. That's it. You guys, if you love the show, help us out. Send some questions in. All right, look, I got a break right here. Take care, everybody. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about trans fats and not saturated fats are the reason for heart attacks and death. It's the saturated fat keeps getting the nod here, but no one's paying attention. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's tests has had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The discussion about saturated fat continues to wage on. We have people out there who believe that saturated fat is the devil. And we have others who are consuming copious amounts of coconut oil to prove that they're not afraid of saturated fat. I believe that the truth is somewhere in the middle, like it always is. But what of saturated fat's role in heart disease? Heart disease is the number one killer, at least in the United States, of Americans. I'm sure it's that way abroad. My next guest is Dr. Russell D'Souza. How you doing, Dr. D'Souza?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. You published a paper that really made it a big hit in a variety of different media venues recently looking at trans, and the title of the paper was Trans Fats, but mm-hmm. not saturated fats linked to greater risk of death and heart mm-hmm. disease. What questions were you trying to answer specifically with this research?
Right. So what we were trying to do is assess the association from prospective cohort studies, which are studies that basically ask people to tell us, or we measure in some way, what a person's eating at a given point in time. And we follow them forward for a number of years, and then we see what diseases they develop. And these are called prospective observational studies. So our goal was to review the evidence from these prospective cohort studies of an association between either saturated or trans fat and death from any cause, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases, and death from cardiovascular diseases.
Where did this cohort come from? Was this extrapolated from some other study that had a large population of people, or did you actually have to go out and ask these questions for people to tell you the information you needed?
Yeah, so luckily enough, what we did was something known as a systematic review and meta-analysis. And a systematic review means that we did not collect any primary data. We simply reviewed studies that had already been conducted, and we pooled them together using an approach known as meta-analysis. So we did not go out and collect the data. Other people collected the primary data.
Okay, and was there a particular study that was used for that primary data that we would know, that recognize the name of? Like, I know a lot of times they do meta-analysis of, and they take data from, like, the Framingham study, and they use it for this purpose, that purpose.
Yeah, so some of the bigger ones were the Nurses' Health Study, the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study, the ATBC study, the Women's Health Initiative Observational Study, just to name a few of the bigger ones.
Okay. So, what did you find out when you started to look for the relationship between heart disease and trans fats and or saturated fats? And I would imagine that since everyone was so afraid of saturated fats yesteryear, let's say, for a broader term, that most people were avoiding saturated fats and embracing trans fats.
Well, hopefully they weren't embracing trans fats, but there was a time when they were brought into the food supply. And what we found is that trans fats increase the risk of heart disease and death by about 30%. So our review supports the claim that trans fats do increase the risk of heart disease and death. But our review didn't find a significant association between higher saturated fat and heart disease or death. But our review doesn't quite support calls, we didn't think, to increase the amount of saturated fat in the diet given the limitations of the study designs we looked at. And I'd also point out that we couldn't confidently rule out an increased risk of death from heart disease with higher amounts of saturated fat. And I think with any review, we've sort of provided one piece of the puzzle. And I would encourage people not to ignore some of the stronger, more consistent evidence from other studies that eating less saturated fat and more polyunsaturated fat from vegetable oils and fish can reduce the risk of developing or dying from heart disease. So those were the two major findings that we had.
I would also submit that people who consumed higher amounts of trans fats were eating more processed foods, because you don't buy you could buy margarine. I stand corrected with that. But, I think the majority of consumption, people who have a high intake of trans fats probably also have a high intake of highly processed foods that carry other risks, let's say, that would contribute to perhaps even heart disease. I would imagine that insulin resistance. Did you look at markers like insulin resistance in these individuals?
We did not, no.
Because that, good, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So we only looked at aggregate data, so we were not able, in all cases of the individual studies, to tease out some of these intermediates if the original study did not do that.
Was there a threshold of, so you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said that the trans fats was associated with a 30% higher, a greater increased risk of all-cause mortality and heart disease? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Was there a threshold? Like the people who ate less trans fats, was it like a dose-dependent threshold? Or was it, look, any amount of trans fats, this is where you ended up?
Yeah, the studies that actually assessed that directly did so mainly for heart disease and death from heart disease. And when we looked at those together, the association was continuous. We didn't see evidence of a threshold.
Wow, now that's scary.
Yeah.
Especially since people may not realize this, but there are trans fats in nature, too. The trans fats made through hydrogenation are trans fat. They're man-made trans fats. But there are trans fats that seem to have, if not benefits, they are seem to have no harmful effects, found in especially in raw dairy from cows that eat grass.
Yeah, and I think you raise an interesting point, and this is a certainly a source of ongoing debate. We, you know, natural trans fat, as you know, they come in very small quantities from eating cows, other dairy products, lamb and deer, because these ruminant animals have bacteria in their stomach that can create them. Now, the interesting thing is that we did not find an association in the few studies that we were able to look at between ruminant trans fats and any of our adverse health outcomes. But it's a tricky picture to put together because we're dealing with two things, in that ruminant trans fats are generally consumed in very low quantities in the populations that we studied. So it's hard to tease apart whether or not there really is no association with ruminant or whether it's just a function of people eating much less of them. And I think this is a very interesting question that we still need to look at. And, you know, now that the U.S. has taken major steps to get the industrial trans out of the food supply, you know, hopefully the remaining risk posed by these natural trans fats, if any, can be better quantified in future studies. But I agree, it's a very interesting question that still needs some work, I think.
Well, and you know, I think that, look, the reason that we have made trans fats is because we needed to do two things. Remove the omega-3s from oils, which created a shelf life. They went rancid faster, which, by the way, those are the anti-inflammatory, healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
But then
and we took out
the hydrogenation was designed to make a fat that would be firm at room temperature. This is, you know, it's almost like an aberration of nature. Oh, let's do this that this normally doesn't do. Let's make it do that. And I think that's where things kind of go awry when we start to look at manufacturing foods not with the intention that they will impart greater health on the consumer, literally the consumer, but instead make for better management, production, shipping, and industrial favoritisms, which that's when foods seem to go bad or go wrong, let's say. You did look, I know that when you looked at all-cause mortality rates and how it differed between saturated fat and trans fats, did you look at the prevalence of type 2 diabetes in these individuals, and did you find more type 2 diabetics in one group or the other?
So we did not look at it specifically. There may have been differences. I don't don't have the data at the top of my head, but most of the studies that looked at total mortality would have adjusted their estimates for things like type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
So there may have been differences. I just don't have the data top of my head to answer that one.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about what you hope people take away from this research, because obviously one of the things that goes wrong when the mainstream media gets a hold of this stuff is this pendulum effect. You know, oh, this is great, eat tons of it. Oh, this is bad, don't eat any of it. And quite often the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Dr. Russell D'Souza. Stay tuned.
Prime Nutritionist proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Either with those who love freedom.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Russell D'Souza. We're talking about trans fats and not saturated fats are linked to a greater risk of heart disease and death. I think everybody agrees about trans fats. I think the whole saturated fat thing is kind of a new conundrum because we have those within the ancestral diet community saying embrace saturated fat. You know, you can eat more of it. I think that the new field, the new emerging science field, I think it's pronounced metabolomics. Am I pronouncing that right, maybe?
We say metabolomics.
Okay.
Either way is
yeah.
is fine.
I think that this is a really interesting field of science to me, because it looks at digested food and what it does and how it affects us on a genetic level. And because when it, we make these statements about food hard and fast. You know, back in the day, well, fat is bad for you. And then everything went to higher carbs, higher sugars, these rogue sweeteners that we didn't know what they were. Oh, it's just sugar. And it turns out it's not just sugar. It does different things in your body. And I think that the story is yet to be told. I don't disagree that trans fats were a terrible thing to be foisted on our population. In fact, Dr. Paul Dudley White, the founder of the American Heart Association, who was also, I believe, President Roosevelt's personal doctor, wrote a position paper in the 1930s telling people don't use Crisco. I mean, he basically said return to natural fats like tallow and lard. Avoid this fat because, and he cited that in all his years in school, in residency, and in private practice, he had only encountered one myocardial infarction, but by 1930, the rate of myocardial infarction had quadrupled in the United States. And he said specifically, and he was right what he said. He said he attributed to the new introduction of new edible oils, including these artificial fats like Crisco, and the consumption of increasing amounts of sugar side by side. And so the reason I do this whole workup is because I think the story on fats is yet to be discovered, because we need to look to nature. You know, saturated fat in nature is different than saturated fat in processed foods. They put saturated fat in foods that maybe you wouldn't find this amount of saturated fat next to this other type of fat. And I often think to myself, when this becomes a chemistry project, we're eating something that is not supposed to be eaten in these ratios and side by side with these types of fats. What do you think about that? You think I'm really off base on this idea?
No, I mean, I think an interesting thing that I've been thinking about a lot with all the talking I've been doing about this is that you're right when you say the truth lies somewhere in between, and the less processed, the better. For example, if we think of the fat story, we have sort of two ends of the spectrum. We have, for example, Dr. Dean Ornish developed this low-fat vegan diet that could reverse heart disease. And this was a diet that contained very low amounts of fat and was found to be extremely healthy and helpful for people with heart disease. And we have the other end of the spectrum where we have the Mediterranean diet, which emphasizes monounsaturated fats like olive oils. So it's a very high-fat diet, but it's what we perceive to be a healthy type of fat. And that also has great benefits for heart disease risk. So I think the key feature of both of those diets is the low-fat diets are low in fat because they emphasize natural, whole plant foods. Mm-hmm. And the Mediterranean-type diets emphasize natural sources of healthy fats. And we're kind of stuck somewhere in the middle where perhaps what we've done in taking fat out of the food supply is, as you're saying, we've taken it out of foods that, you know, may have it. And we're not really creating natural diets. We're creating an artificial, low-fat setting. And we don't really find it to be as helpful as we'd hoped.
Well, and what comes to mind is dairy, right? We just talked about this last week that when dairy fat, well, especially from grass-fed cows, okay? When you feed cows artificial diets, everything changes. But dairy fat, when it's homogenized and it ruptures that membrane around the fat, becomes something bad for our body, as opposed to when the fat is intact the way it was designed. There's a couple research papers that show this pretty conclusively. But my frustration, Dr. D'Souza, is that I almost feel like, and I've said this before, the government, through its governing bodies, governments all over the world, through their governing bodies that institute statements about what is healthy and what is not, they need to stop. They have no business telling us what's healthy and what's not, because the story keeps unfolding. And if we go with the what's healthy du jour message, quite often we find out, oh, it turns out 5 years later, that wasn't a good idea. 10 years later, oh, that's actually killing people. Oh, that's where this disease is coming from. And I feel like it's time to stop this nonsense. We can look back, and I'm not saying that we should go to the paleo diet, because if you say that, people become enraged. It's like, oh, we can't eat like cavemen. I'm not saying that. Just go back 400 years, 500 years, 600 years. Look at the way our ancestors ate before the business of food took over, what is healthy and what is not. And return to that. I buy all my animal protein from a farmer that raises chickens, cows, turkeys, lambs. I buy my eggs from that farmer. I buy raw unpasteurized dairy from another farmer just because he has Jerseys. I like the taste of that milk better. We need to return to this. And I don't buy that. Not everybody can do it if you live in the city, because if the government was as interested in getting people healthy food, they would start doing things to reinstitute reach out programs or outreach programs so that people in the inner cities could get access to this food. This is what's going to save our lives today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complex issue that involves factors related to biology as well as the food system. You know, how do we get the healthiest food possible to as many people as we can, and how can we encourage the consumption of, you know, what we believe to be the healthiest foods over the unhealthiest foods? And I think when governments are setting guidelines, it's you know, my hope that committees that are struck review all of the evidence available to them, you know, from the observational studies like we've done, from data from randomized trials, and more mechanistic studies to really get a picture of the evidence. And you know, it can be very tricky because these studies don't always give you the same answer. So really, you know, the best that can be done is to act on the best evidence you have at the time. And we hope that what we've done with our study is help to provide some of that.
Yeah, I agree. My fear is that people don't, because if we think about the trans fat discussion 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, we know that the companies that were providing trans fats in foods had scientists say, hey, it's okay for you. You know, I hope that people listen to you. I really, really do. And that's why I say the new evolutionary selection pressure is the information that you get. That's where it's coming from if you're going to live a long, healthy life. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being
thank
on
you.
The show today.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Stay tuned. We're going to take one commercial break. We'll be right back.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training, won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in high stress high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. I still like saturated fat. I start my morning off before I do my cardio in the morning, but I generally have a tablespoon or two of coconut oil first, and then do my cardio, then have my first meal. And I definitely feel that coconut oil. It really works for me. A lot of people say it's nonsense. It wakes me up. And since I'm off caffeine, I got to tell you something. I got off caffeine. I'm sleeping so good again. I'm getting so strong in the gym again. I have energy again. I feel so effing great. If you're using a lot of caffeine every single day, I would suggest that you give yourself a couple months off and just see what it feels like. I'm actually in the gym thinking that even with my torn hamstring and stuff, that I'll be able to pull some of the weights that I pulled before. I just feel energized. I sleep so much deeper and better. I wake up feeling excited about the day, not, oh man, I need a shot of caffeine because my head is filled with cotton this morning. I even got off my thyroid meds. You know, I've been using Armathyroid for some time now, and I decided that I wanted to, well, here's the truth. I ran out of a prescription and we were out of town, and so I went 4 days without it, and I thought, like, I wonder if I can just stop taking this, you know, because I don't have a dysfunctional thyroid. I'm just getting older, and I wanted to supplement because I wanted to feel better, and I started taking it. So I just cold turkey stopped taking it, and my thyroid kicked right back in. I mean, I'm sweating regular. I've got plenty of energy. I have no hypothyroid symptoms. And that goes hand in hand with kicking caffeine around the same time. And I believe that kicking caffeine also helped my thyroid because we know that caffeine impairs thyroid hormone binding. So I would suggest to you that if you have been consuming large amounts of caffeine, whether it's through pre-workouts, energy drinks, coffee, or a combination of all of those, give 2 months. Try it for 2 months. Go caffeine free. It will suck the first few days. You may have headaches. You'll actually get weaker. You'll feel weaker. Your legs will feel wobbly. But just tough it out and keep, when you wake up in the morning feeling like crap, just tell yourself, oh, it's because I'm not using caffeine. And give yourself a week or two to come out of that, and then watch what happens as you move forward. I mean, I have energy like I had years ago, and I'm not using caffeine. And I'm getting stronger in the gym again. I'm sleeping great. And the only thing I've changed is eliminating caffeine. Granted, I've stopped using thyroid hormone, but I take that first thing in the morning. I don't think that was impairing my sleep. I think it was the copious amounts of caffeine that I became addicted to. Caffeine's one of those things that you keep using more and more and more because you have to, because you sleep worse, so you need more. And the dose that worked yesterday doesn't work today, and the dose that works today won't work tomorrow. And so you just keep on escalating it. I would tell anybody who's using large amounts of caffeine to try some time off, give yourself a 2-month washout, and just see how it feels. I don't crave caffeine anymore. When I was coming off of it, I literally craved it. I used to have to keep telling myself no. I think to myself, oh, maybe just a 5-hour energy. Like that, my mind would go right to it. That's how I know I was actually addicted to it. My mind would go right to it. It wasn't like I thought something else would make me feel better. Oh, maybe if I, no, I just need a little caffeine. But once you get past that point, it just gets better and better and better. So I think that everybody should consider giving some time off from caffeine if you use a lot of it from day to day. All right, look, today is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We have great show planned tomorrow. We have actually quite a few interviews going on tomorrow on the show. Let's see here. Obviously, we have Science for Humans. We'll have a great topic with Dr. Jeff. Then we have prostate organoid, hints at how early BPA exposure may increase prostate cancer. And then we have comparisons between isocaloric bouts of steady state cardio, I believe it is, steady state aerobic, intermittent aerobic, and resistance training with Dr. Bo Greer. We're going to look at energy consumption and maybe learn a little bit more about what will power us better through our training. Thank you for listening today to Superhuman Radio. We'll see everybody tomorrow.